Good morning and welcome back to Four States Live. I'm Kevin Seidenstricker. We are the voice of your Four States community. Be sure and always listen to KKOW's 860 AM or 97.5 FM. And if you miss one of our shows, you can go to our Facebook page or the KKOWAM.com website and catch any of our recorded segments that we have up there for you to catch on to. This is Wellness Wednesday, and I have the very distinct pleasure of speaking with Dr. Gulshan Appol. Welcome, sir. How are you?
I'm good, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well, Doc. Thanks for asking. Thanks for joining us back on this Wellness Wednesday. And today we'll be talking about different types of headaches, and we'll concentrate on migraine headaches. We'll also be talking about different remedies or treatments for headaches, and even some cosmetics that can be done to try to alleviate some of the pain from these types of headaches. And also, as we get past COVID-19 and trying to get back to a sense of normal, some of those what I call COVID-19 hangovers and headaches are involved in that as well. But first, we'd like to give everybody a chance to get to know you, sir. And by way of introducing you as one of our medical experts on this Wellness Wednesday, we'd like to start off with, where did you go to school, sir?
I went to medical school in India, and I did my residency training at University of Missouri. And then I did my fellowship training in University of Southwestern in Dallas, Texas. And now I'm board certified in headache medicine also.
And you've been practicing with Freeman for how long?
For 7 years now, Kevin.
So, how do you like the Midwest?
Oh, I love it. You know, friendly people, laid-back people, nice people, very respectful of doctors, good patients, you know, good family culture. And, you know, we love raising our kids here now.
Oh, good. I'm glad you're enjoying your experience here. So, Doc, let's get into our topic of discussion today. I understand there's different types of headaches as far as migraine headaches or tension headaches, but I really don't understand the difference between the two. Can you tell us about that, please?
Yes, Kevin. You know, headaches are very common. And, you know, WHO, World Health Organization, publishes a list of disorders that affect people's lives. And actually, headaches are number two on this list. So headache is the number two cause of disability in the world. Number one is low back pain. Now, headaches can be of different types. Most common type of headache that we hear is I have a migraine, or, you know, I have a tension headache, or I have a sinus headache. So the most common are actually migraine and tension headache. The difference between migraine headaches and tension headaches is, number one, tension headaches are always mild. But migraine headaches are moderate to severe. They bother you more. Usually with a migraine headache, you either have light sensitivity, we call it photophobia. Mm-hmm. You have sound sensitivity, we call it phonophobia. You usually have nausea or vomiting associated with it. With tension headaches, you typically don't have these symptoms. Typically, a migraine lasts more than 4 hours. So if someone who has a moderate to severe intensity headache associated with sound or light sensitivity and some nausea or vomiting, they're likely having a migraine and not a tension headache. Mm-hmm. Tension headaches, usually people can function. They can work. It's just an annoying mild headache. And I do think in practice, in community, when I see patients in clinic, they come up with other types of headaches. They'll say, I have a tension headache. But when you really ask specific question, it's not a tension headache, it's usually a migraine. They say, oh, I have a sinus headache for years, doctor. And when you ask specific questions, they don't have a sinus headache, they usually have a migraine headache. So I do think that most common type of headache in clinical practice is actually migraine headache. And sometimes we try to underestimate it. And we try to say, I don't have migraines, I have some other type of headache. For various reasons. And if you look at the numbers, Kevin, 1 in 5 women in America has migraines. And it's 3 times more common in women, slightly more common in children compared to men. Mm-hmm. And almost 40 million people in America have migraines. Almost 1 billion people all over the world have migraines. So it's extremely common. And very frequently a missed diagnosis also.
Doc, I'm curious, what are some triggers for a migraine headache?
Everyone has their own triggers. A lot of patients will have exposure to sun as trigger, dehydration as a trigger, sometimes chocolate, dark chocolate. Some people with some specific types of red wines, cheese, food products like MSG can be a trigger, or Ajinomoto can be a trigger. So there are various triggers, and a migraine patient should always try to pay attention what they ate before, or what did they do that day. Mm-hmm. Was their sleep not good the night before? So they should always try to look at these possible triggers, and avoiding them can lead them to avoid some of the migraines.
And Dr. Upul, am I correct in saying that some patients who suffer from very severe migraine headaches can be led down a path of depression and even manic depression?
100%, yes. Migraine affects people's life very significantly. And usually if you look at the age when the migraine usually starts, it's usually between 20s and 40s, right? Mm-hmm. So that's the peak age for our relationships, raising kids, peak of our career. So everyone is busy working, trying to keep their relationship and raising kids. So it's a very highly stressful time. And when you have a headache and you have to miss activities, it usually leads to disappointment, and then it can lead to depression type symptoms.
Gotcha. And are there effective treatments for migraines, or is this one affliction that some people just have to live with?
There's definitely very good treatment for migraine headaches now. Fortunately, in the last 4 years, we have even better novel treatments for migraine treatment. Typically, we used to treat them with antidepressant medication or anti-seizure medications. Now there is a molecule, it's called CGRP, calcitonin gene-related peptide, and it's an inflammatory chemical in the brain that causes inflammation and pain transmission. And there are multiple new medications that try to block that inflammatory chemical in the brain and stop the headaches. So yes, there are very good treatments for migraines at this time.
And so since you mentioned the inflammation of the brain and the skull, Doc, now I'm thinking, is a migraine basically, and I hate to dumb it down this way, but is it basically just an increase in intracranial pressure that causes these?
Not exactly, Kevin. Migraine pathophysiology, that means how migraine pain generates, it's very complicated. And there is multiple discussion between physicians and scientists. What causes the pain in the brain. One paper from Harvard Medical School was interesting, and they talked about when patients have a migraine attack, the release of these chemicals causes dilatation of the arteries. So these arteries kind of swell in the brain, and these arteries on the blood vessels, when they swell, they stretch the nerve fibers, and that stretching of nerve fibers is believed to cause the pain.
Interesting. So,
Yeah, it is. And it's debatable. A lot of scientists have different theories what causes the brain, what causes the pain in the brain. Mm-hmm. And but we do believe that this one of very strong factor is the CGRP chemical in the brain.
Interesting. And would you please tell us again what kind of a peptide that the CGRP is?
CGRP stands for calcitonin gene-related peptide, and it's the inflammatory neuropeptide in the brain, which causes inflammation and pain transmission.
Very, very interesting. Thank you for explaining that. And with that, Doc, we're going to take a quick break. Again, this is Kevin Seidenstricker on Four States Live, along with Dr. Gulshan Upul. We'll be right back talking brain pain right after this break. Don't go away.
Four States Live, giving our four states community a voice. AM 860 and 97.5 KKOW.
Good morning and welcome back to Four States Live, your voice of the Four States community. I'm Kevin Seidenstricker, along with Dr. Opal, and we're talking headaches. We just finished talking about types of headaches and causal factors. Now let's move on to possible treatments. Is it correct that Botox, which is usually used, people think of for a cosmetic treatment, can be used for migraine relief?
Yes, sir. Botox or botulinum toxin is a very effective treatment for chronic migraines. And I'll take a minute here to tell the audience what a difference in chronic migraine and episodic migraine is.
Please.
If used with patients who have headaches less than 15 days in a month, are usually categorized under episodic migraine. And if someone has 15 or more days of headache in a month, that's considered chronic migraine. Now, for chronic migraine, Botox is a very effective treatment that was approved in 2010. And we here at Freeman Neurology offered that treatment.
So the bovine toxin or Botox will actually relieve the stretching of the nerve tissue that you say many scientists believe causes these headaches.
Exactly. So we believe Botox works in two or three different ways. One way that it works is it decreases the release of these chemicals in the brain that causes pain and inflammation. The other way we think Botox works is it helps relax the muscles around the head and kind of the tension around the head, it kind of decreases that and the neck muscles.
Okay.
Because we inject the forehead, the sides of the head, the back of the head and neck. So we kind of create a block all around the head and neck to relax these muscles so that they don't trigger a migraine attack.
And you described, doctor, that someone who suffers 15 or more headaches, migraines a month, is considered to be in chronic pain. Then is there a number of times that they can receive this Botox treatment to provide them relief?
I've been doing Botox for the same patient that I started in 2015. So they have been getting Botox for 7 years now. So there is no limit on number of treatments, how many they can get. I have some patients that they were injected by other headache specialists and they have been getting Botox for 10 or 12 years.
Wow.
So it's safe to continue to get it. We do it every 3 months. So every 3 months you come back to the clinic for the treatment.
And are there any side effects from that treatment?
In our practice, we have very successful results with very minimal side effects. Rarely a patient can expect some eyelid drooping because it relaxes the forehead muscles.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what gets rid of your wrinkles too. Sometimes some patients will have exaggeration of neck pain. In our practice, we have limited that to less than 1%.
Congratulations. That's great that it's so successful. I'm wondering also, doctor, since the pandemic began a little over 2 years ago, have you seen in the last 2 years an increase in migraines?
Most definitely, Kevin. I see that half of the COVID patients in their acute phase, when they are suffering from the infection, they usually have some kind of headache. And in the subacute phase, and then the chronic phase, so that's usually 3 months after they had COVID, they usually have new onset headache or worsening of the previous headache condition. So someone, let's say, Kevin, had migraines and was having 4 to 5 headaches a month. After COVID, it gets worse and they usually get 10 or 15 headaches a month.
Mm.
So I do think that the inflammation part of COVID and what we call the post-COVID syndrome,
mm-hmm,
definitely makes the headache syndrome worse.
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned the post-COVID syndrome because I know we all, many listeners here in the Four States area, either had and suffer from or know someone who had COVID-19 and is suffering from, it's what I personally call the COVID hangover, but it's those symptoms that just linger in different ways. And I understand every individual is different. Everybody's body chemistry and such is different. So they all have some similar but very different levels of some of these symptoms. And what are some of those, especially with migraines?
Post-COVID syndrome by itself, usually the most debilitating symptoms are the fatigue,
mm-hmm,
the feeling of, feeling tired, weak all the time, Definitely more headaches associated with light and sound sensitivity. The brain fog associated with it, like what you call the hangover, you know. Think, but you just cannot think clearly. You see through a fog. I think those are the main post-COVID symptoms.
Have you been able to realize any relief for your post-COVID-19 patients who suffer migraines more often now?
Yes, most of the migraine treatments that we have, they work for the post-COVID type headaches also.
Okay. And I wondered if somebody was currently a COVID patient who's hospitalized and they're suffering these migraines, with the other treatment regimens that they're on, does that make it harder for you or more challenging for you to treat a migraine patient?
Well, you know, definitely it's a challenge. We have to see what other treatment the patient is getting and, you know, how stable their breathing condition is. So it could be a challenge, but, you know, we can handle it.
I'm sure. Doc, do you have a phone number that anyone in the four states can call in case they need a neuro consult or they're having these headaches that they're suffering from and need to get checked out?
You know, if patients need an appointment to see us, you know, they can have a referral sent to our clinic, and the phone number is 417-347-7300.
That number again, 417-347-7300.
Yep.
Dr. Gulshan Appol, I thank you very much for your time. We appreciate your service as a Freeman neurologist and your expertise. Thank you so much for sharing that with us today.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Great. Thank you, doctor. And thanks again to Freeman Health System for their continued support in our Wellness Wednesday programs. I'm Kevin Seidenstricker. I'll be right back after this short break along with Shannon Bruffett, and we'll wrap up this Wellness Wednesday. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Four States Live with Shannon Bruffett and Kevin Seidenstricker, AM 860 and 97.5 KKOW.